Lord. Amen, amen. We thank God for his faithfulness. I thank God for every one of you here present tonight for our time of prayer and intercession. I know the Lord will meet with us and he will guide us and direct us on how we ought to pray tonight. Amen. Praise God. Let us just begin by just lifting up our voices unto God with thanksgiving. The word of God says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We have been praising the Lord, and let's just express with our voices thanksgiving unto the Lord, who is faithful, the unchanging changer, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the great I Am, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sitkinu, Jehovah Makedesh, Jehovah Shammah. We give you praise, O Most High. El Elyon, we give you praise. We worship you. We adore you. We thank you, Lord, O God, that you are Ebenezer. We thank you, Lord, O God, that you are the Rock of Ages. Lord, O God, the unchanging changer. God who knows the past, the present, and the future. God who holds the world in the palm of his hands. God who sees the world just as a speck in a bucket. Father, we give you praise that you are so humongous, so big, that everything before you is so little. And yet, oh God, you are the God who reduces yourself to inhabit men and women like us, sanctifying us by your Spirit. We give you praise, oh God, that you are the head of your church, the great shepherd, the one that will never fail, the one that is always present, our great mighty warrior. We bless your holy name. You are the God who divides the Red Sea, the God who feeds the multitude, the millions, with manna and with quail. You are the God who brings water out of the rock and is ready and willing and right now ready to bring out oil out of the rock. Father, who is like unto you? Thank you, Father, for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Thank you, Lord, O God, that you are a rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We worship you. Thank you, O God, for all that you've done for us and all that you continue to do. You are fighting the battles, O God, of our lives for us while we rest. Oh, we give you praise, Creator of the heavens and the earth. Oh, we give you praise. You are the God who humiliates the powers of darkness and made them a public show. Oh God, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that you did this all for us. Thank you, Father, for you are the God who has redeemed us, sanctified us, separated us unto yourself. You are worthy, oh God, to be praised. Hallelujah. You are the Most High God. Blessed be your holy name, Most High. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Let us thank God that he has marked out this month for us as a month of acceleration. We ask God and we thank him for supernatural speed so that no enemy can catch up with us. We give God praise in the name of Jesus. Thank God that he is causing your healing to be accelerated, your financial increase accelerated, your marriage situation accelerated, the blessings of God pursuing and overtaking. Thank God for the acceleration of his blessings upon your life, upon his church, upon his people, upon our families, acceleration of all that is good. Hallelujah. And deceleration of everything that is wrong. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise that you have impacted us and infused us with this supernatural grace to experience supernatural acceleration. We are moving, O God, fast. Oh God, for we are light in you. And Lord, oh God, this day we thank you, Lord, that there is a reversal of every misfortune. Everything that is contrary to our well-being is rejected and cast down. And Lord, oh God, you have given to us supernatural speed. So Lord, oh God, that which is right is restored unto us speedily. acceleration, oh God, in wholeness in our families, wholeness in your church, wholeness in our bodies, wholeness in our families, wholeness in our finances, wholeness, acceleration of your goodness, oh God, towards us. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that you are God and you reign supreme in us and through us. And because you are God in our lives, we have the Godspeed operational in our lives right now. Blessed be your holy name, Most High. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. We take nothing for granted. And so, tonight, before we go further in our time of intercession, we're going to intercede for our community at large. I shared with you about how the Lord showed me some weeks back about this downpour of rain that caused a flooding. And we prayed about that. And then the Lord said, the enemy is switching and is trying to use snow to create the same effect. And we're expecting so much snow. We threw that out of the way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the enemy wants to go back to square one, but we are ahead of the game. So whatever downpour of rain that the enemy wants to bring, we are going to push it off. Amen? We don't want any flooding, not in this city. Amen? So we're going to banish that right now. We're going to take authority over that. And, say to the enemy, we know exactly what you're planning. You can't do it here. Amen? Praise the Lord. Because that's how the enemy comes. You know, he tries this way, and he tries that way, and he tries that way, but you got to shut him down every time. He came to the Lord and tempted him 3 times. Remember that? Then he left because he knew somebody knew exactly what he was working at. So we're going to do the same tonight. We're going to pray for our city and for our province. You know, because Winnipeg is not just Manitoba. There's other places. There's Winkler, Morden, and so on and so forth. We don't want flooding. And what the enemy wants to do is capitalize, because the ground is still very hard and not capable of taking all the moisture. So any rain that comes now is just going to be surface. And so we want to shut that down. We know the farmers need rain. Let them have the rain that they need. Praise the Lord. But we don't want flooding. Is that all right? Okay, let's pray. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the Lord, oh God, that you are exposing the enemy. And Lord, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for answered prayers. How, Lord, oh God, that you have made it impossible for the enemy to function in our city. Lord, oh God, you have exposed all of his strategies, and you've helped us, oh God, to connect with your will in heaven. And Lord, oh God, we've been able to see the enemy disappointed because his agenda failed woefully. So, Lord, oh God, even this day, we thank you right now. And Lord, oh God, that you, the God who answered the prayers in the past, you are also going to deal now with the strategy of the enemy to bring a downpour on our city to cause rain. Lord, oh God, you are already shutting the system down, and the plan of the enemy is already failed. And we just want to thank you, the Lord, oh God, that we are not going to have any flooding. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, oh God, that the properties of your people is protected because grace is sufficient and you are doing, oh God, for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that whatever moisture comes, that, Lord, oh God, that you are softening the land and the earth, oh God, to be able to absorb what it needs to absorb right now. And Father, we thank you, Lord, oh God, that the devil and his cohorts and all of his confusion has been brought to an immediate halt. For we declare this so done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, tonight, before we go further into what we need to focus on, there is a dear man of God. I won't mention his name. If I mention his name, you will know. But I've not asked the family to mention his name publicly, so I'm not going to do so. But God will know when you pray, because he knows what I'm talking about. This man of God is fighting for his life right now. He's been attacked seriously by the enemy, and the doctors have basically given up. There's nothing they can do anymore. We don't have a solution. But God, the God we serve, has solutions. Amen? So we are going to declare healing for this man of God today. And we are going to expect him to come, stand behind this pulpit, and tell us what God did for him. Amen? I remember when the enemy came after me, how God brought me out of it, and I was able to come and share testimony. I was going through all of that, and if God did not show me in the spirit realm what was happening, I wouldn't know how bad it was, because he kept my body. He kept everything, and I was perfectly okay. But not, if not that the Lord showed me the spirit of death and showed me the demonic forces, I tell you what, I will be history. The devil's a liar. Praise the Lord. And we're not interested in burying friends around here. So we're going to give God praise for the healing of this man. All of his organs we're going to activate by the authority of the Word of God. We're going to command that his body begins to act right. His body is supposed to carry his spirit. The man himself is not sick. His body is sick. So we're going to declare that that body of this man of God receive healing power and that it obeys the word of God. For by the stripes of Jesus, that body had been declared healed. Amen? So let us just thank God right now for the total deliverance from the claws of death, this man of God, that he be snatched. Hallelujah. Praise God. Snatched from the activities of darkness. Satan is a liar. Amen. We're going to pray for him. And we're going to pray for other men and women of God. We're going to use this dear man of God as a point of contact. But we're going to pray for other brothers and sisters that may be struggling with one issue or the other with their health. That God, our God, will heal and restore them, because the devil has no right over their physical bodies, over their minds, or any part of their person. Amen? Pray. Father, we release the onslaught of your anointing against the powers of darkness that are attacking the bodies of your people. Father, this day we apply the stripes of Jesus to bring about healing for this brother and every other brother, for the sister and other sisters that may be struggling with their health right now. We say in Jesus' mighty name, Satan, you and your cohorts, let go, let go, let go, let go, let go now in Jesus' mighty name. We command the organs, kidneys, lungs, every system in this brother's body to align itself now to the authority of the Word of God. Bow to the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Kidneys, kick back into action right now. Begin to do your function right now. Lungs, be cleared up in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare healing for the circulatory system, the nervous system, the skeletal system, the nervous system, all the systems, oh God, that make up this body. We command you now to align yourself to the Word of God. Align yourself and obey the Word of God. You are declared healed now, 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 now. Be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. Obey the Word of God. We declare now that this man, this servant of the Most High God, will not quit living, but he will live and testify of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Father, in Jesus' name, I trust you now that this son, this servant of the Most High God, this your servant who is living his life for you, Lord, oh God, that your mercy is extended to him. And I fully expect, Lord, oh God, that he will stand right where I am right now, and he will speak to us and tell us of what you have done for him. Father, we are not ready to let him go. His family is not ready to let him go. And as a church, we say, no! Be restored to health now. Man of God, hear me now. You don't go anywhere. You stay here. You have not finished your work. You are not going. Lord Jesus, if he tries to stay, send him back. We are asking for him to be here with us. In the name of Jesus, let your resurrection life flow through him now. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. Resurrection life, flow through him. Flow through his body. In the name of Jesus, and bring about a restoration. By the authority of your word, we call it so done. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to pray for people that are struggling with their finances. When the finances of partners and church members is attacked, the church is attacked. So we're going to pray right now that God will snatch people out of settings where their financial situation is being challenged. Things are not falling in the proper order for them. Things are tight. We are going to speak the word of rebuke. The word of God says that he will rebuke the devourer for our sakes. And God doesn't do anything here except he first reveals the secrets to his servants, the prophets, so that the prophets can prophesy and declare his will in the heavens. We're going to declare that everyone that is honoring God in their giving, who are being harassed financially, that harassment ceases immediately. We were studying from the book of Ephesians, and we talked about the evil day, the Poneros day, and we talked about how that day is a day of laboring, struggling, being harassed. And there are so many believers that have been harassed financially. I remember about 6 or 7 months back, I will say, maybe not that long, anyway, the enemy coming, I was in a service situation, and the enemy was trying to bankrupt people. And I went after the enemy, and I said to the people, I said, is your money still in your wallet or purse? And they said, look and say, yeah, it's still here. Then I said, it's giving time. They remembered me telling you guys this? Yeah. It's got to be about 5 or 6 months, maybe, at least. Well, when the Lord shows something, it's because he's telling you what the strategy of the enemy is. And so we are going to shut down the system of the enemy. Whatever way he is trying to maneuver himself to attack people financially and cause them to be unfaithful to the calling and the graces of God as it relates to their finances, we're going to come against that enemy by the authority of the Word of God and declare this day in the name of Jesus Christ, freedom for God's people. May God grant all of his people that supernatural grace that causes them to experience a hundredfold return, even in the days and the times of famine. And we are in those days. There is famine in the land. Famine emotionally, in mentally, famine, you know, in terms of the economy. You know, prices of things are shooting up in crazy ways. But God can still bless us with his abundance and his plenty in spite of what's happening in the world. Amen? So let us pray for financial freedom, deliverance, and provision that only God can bring about in the lives of his people, so that these be the best days for us financially, that we can accomplish all we need to accomplish supernaturally because of the grace of the Lord that is operating in us and with us. Amen? Let's pray. Let's go for it. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus for financial breakthroughs for your people, for your sons and your daughters. Lord, oh God, the challenges of the enemy trying to cause your people to fail financially. Today we put a halt to that system. We put a halt to that agenda of the enemy. We say no to satanic agendas, and we declare restoration of the finances of your people. You said, oh God, in your word that you rebuke the devourer for the sakes of your people. And so, Lord, now in Jesus' mighty name, we declare that the harassment of the enemy, the harassment of the enemy that causes your people to be in that state of continuous struggle, trying to make ends meet, the Lord, oh God, this day, that agenda stops in Jesus' name, that you reveal to your sons and your daughters, oh God, the things that they ought to do. And Lord, oh God, grant to them the grace of obedience. So, Father, in Jesus' name, that these lies and the agenda of the enemy, oh God, will cease once and for all. Let your abundance, oh God, come upon your people. Grant your people the skills, oh God, they need, oh God, for increase in their finances. Father, do it, oh God, for your sons and your daughters. Do it, oh God, for your church. Build your church, oh God. Oh Father, in all areas, Father, oh God, that there be no lack, for you are a good shepherd. Oh God, our good shepherd, the good shepherd who causes us to lack nothing, we shall not want. Thank you, Father, that you are leading your people, you're directing them, and you're stopping the lies of the enemy, even now, in Jesus' mighty name. Grant supernatural grace for your people to experience the hundredfold return. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to pray for marriages. The enemy attacks marriages. When the enemy attacks marriages, he also wants to destroy the financial stability of that family. We're going to pray for healing for marriages, that there be a restoration of the bliss and joy of marriage in families that have been attacked in their relationships, families that are in a liturgic state. There's no passion, there is nothing. And if there's any kind of passion left in the relationship, it is more or less that of strife, not a joy of celebrating each other. We're gonna ask God right now to restore relationships. Sin came into the world because Adam and Eve were separated somewhat. We're going to ask for reunion in relationships. We're going to ask for love and respect to be restored in relationships, honor, and wisdom to identify the strategies of the enemy and the willingness of heart to be obedient to the directives of God to do the right thing. After so many years of ministry, I've come to the conclusion that many times it's not that people don't know what to do, it's that they don't do it. They just don't do it. So we're going to ask for grace that compels us to do the right thing. The Word of God says, He maketh me lie down in green pastures. So we're going to ask God to make people, help them do the right thing so that their relationships are strengthened and families are strengthened. Now, in relationship to this, we're going to pray for deliverance from anything that wants to infringe into that relationship, whether it's other people or an addiction or financial pressures or lack of communication, all of that. We're going to pull whatever it is that is causing relationships, especially of believers, to be attacked and strained. And God will, in His loving kindness and His tender mercies, grant a reprieve, grant a change, and help us receive the joy and the bliss of marriage. The wine must not run out. New wine, new oil. Amen? Praise God. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, O God. We come to you, O God, with the marriages of your people. Lord, O God, marriages have been attacked, left, right, and center. Relationships have been strained. And Lord, O God, we are thanking you right now that there is a reversal available. And we apply that reversal to every relationship, known and unknown, that is going through a time of struggle right now. And Lord, oh God, that there will be the restoration of truth, honesty, sincerity, oh God, in relationships, that the strife, oh God, that the enemy wants to generate, oh God, in marriages will cease immediately. We declare in the name of Jesus Christ that, Lord, oh God, anything that will strain marriages, relationships, Lord, oh God, whether it be addictions, other people, immorality, financial situations, lack of communication, whatever it might be, we are declaring in the name of of Jesus Christ, the Lord of God, that your word will go forth even now and begin to turn things around and bring about a restoration, that your people will not be, oh God, conduits, oh God, that the enemy can use to bring about shame to your name. Lord, oh God, we refuse every satanic agenda. We declare right now by the authority of your word that healing and deliverance is established, oh God, in the marriages of your saints. Lord, oh God, in Jesus' name, let the new wine, oh God, pour. Oh God, turn the ordinary thing, oh God, and cause new wine. The first miracle you did was in the marriage of Cana. Father, we ask, oh God, that your intervention now will cause, oh God, marriages to experience the joy and bliss that you have ordained. The Lord, oh God, new wine will flow. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, oh God, that anger, strife, confusion, mental, emotional issues, oh God, will cease to take control of the lives of your people. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. We take this time, oh God, to pray, oh God, for those that are waiting for their marriage. Father, bring, oh God, the right men and the right women together in the name of Jesus. Those, oh God, that you've ordained even before the foundations of the earth to be conduits through which, oh God, you're going to do extraordinary things in this last of the last days. We declare, oh God, that those husbands and those wives will come together. Those single people, wherever they are, around the world. Father, in Jesus' name, we declare, oh God, that you'll connect people far and near, oh God, and bring about total restoration and harmony for your people. In Jesus' name, blessed be your holy name. We pray, oh God, for those that are barren. Lord, oh God, we declare this day in the name of Jesus Christ that your sons and your daughters, those that may be barren, that barrenness, oh God, will change, will turn around for them. And Lord, oh God, that there will be fruitfulness, fertility established in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, you who gave child to Sarah, gave a child to Elizabeth, gave a child to Hannah, gave a child to the wife of Manoah. Father, this day we ask, oh God, that those, oh God, that may be getting married at older ages and have issues, Father, in Jesus' name, that you will renew their youth. And Lord, oh God, that those that are not yet married, that want to settle because they think, oh God, that the time is ticking away. And Lord, oh God, that they will rest in you right now because your perfect will be perfected in them. In Jesus' name we call it so done. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 God is good. Hallelujah. Well, the Word of God says in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, the disciples had been asked the question, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they gave the response, the general response. Some say that you, Jeremiah, and so on and so forth. And he says, "Who do you say that I am?" And the Bible says that Peter responded and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And the Lord Jesus Christ then said, he says, upon this particular truth, that the church was going to be established, because flesh and blood had not revealed this to thee, Simon, by Jonah, or Simon, son of Jonah. For flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And then it says, "I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." A few weeks ago, the Lord led me to teach on this particular passage. And I shared with us at that time that the statement, "Thou art the Christ," and the Lord responded and says, upon this particular truth, upon this rock I'm going to build my church. Yes, it is, first of all, on the person of Christ, the revelation of that. But a deeper level of that revelation of "Thou art the Christ," that the Lord Jesus Christ says, I'm going to use to build my church. I shared with us about the fact that that meant service, servanthood. Jesus came to serve God's purpose. And God builds his church through his servants. That's one level. But the other level is this, that God is saying, I am the one who is going to build my church. So we're going to take those two aspects. God, you said you're going to build your church. And you said that through the teaching of your word, that servants are going to be how you build your church. So we are asking you, God, first of all, build your church. Secondly, send workers. He said, the harvest field is white and ready. He said, don't say it's going to happen way down there. He says, it's ready now. He said, well, the problem you have is you don't have laborers. He says, so pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into his harvest field. Amen? So we're going to ask God, build your church. We're going to use our church, Glory and Peace Church, as a point of contact for that. God, build this church. Build this church. Build this church. Build your church. And as a point of contact, use this place as a point of contact to build other God-focused churches. Amen? And we're going to ask God to send forth laborers for the harvest field, to bringing in souls and laborers that help. Right now, there are laborers working to make this message go across around the world. We need workers, skilled, creative workers that are committed to the vision of the Lord. We need workers who are worshipers, who lead us in worship, who lead us in all kinds of aspects. Amen? So let us pray right now. God, build your church. The church that the gates of hell cannot prevail over. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lift up your voice before the Lord. Lift up your voice before the Lord. Katubo shekele barada bashinda labakoso. Ide banabashande lebeze krede baka. Rasa topo kote nimatoshe. Kialado suntule matuashi kaleba. Rikataba shekelebra. Rupante nimatoshe kelebra. Roso tole brosikata nikatoshi. Tikantina toboka. Rikataba hiki aloko. Randaba shekele brose teleba. Riketebu shikalaba soto. Oh God, my Father, build your church. Build your church. Build your church. We use Glory and Peace International Church, oh God, as a point of contact right now. Build this church and build all of your churches around the world. Let there be a release, oh God, of revival power, revival grace, restoration. Oh God, discomfit the enemy. Bring every plan, every agenda of the enemy to naught as you build your church. Let your church, oh God, be greatly multiplied. Let it be greatly increased. Oh God, our people empowered. Oh Father, oh God, with resurrection life, moving to and fro, dismantling the workings of the enemy and declaring the lordship of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that you're sending laborers into your harvest field. Laborers, oh God, who are committed, oh God, and sold out to your purposes. Oh God, committed, oh God, to doing righteously those things, oh God, that you have commanded to be done. So, Father God, souls may be added daily into your church. Holy Spirit, add daily to this church, add daily to this church, multiply your church, multiply your church, multiply your people, increase, oh God, snatch them out, oh God, Grant, oh God, angelic assistance. So, Lord, oh God, that the lost, oh God, be caught up and brought in. The prodigal restored, brought back home. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, raise up, oh God. Father, men and women. Father, Lord, that the devil thought he had in his back pocket. Bring them out. Even as you brought Saul of Tarsus out and made him Paul. Father, bring them out in the name of Jesus. Bring them out in the name of Jesus. Even as you brought Matthew, the tax collector, out and made him an apostle. Bring, oh God, men out, oh God, from the marketplace. Bring them out. 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 And, oh God, equip your church to do extraordinary things in this last of the last days. We thank you, Lord, that this is done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go just a little bit further. I remember many years ago, the Lord, I was ministering the word, and the Lord spoke to me then about the internet becoming the future of the preaching of the gospel. Those are the very early days of the internet. And actually what he did say to me was, go buy cameras. I said, cameras? For what? He said, for the internet. Cameras for the internet. These were the days where there was nothing like videos on the internet. It was dot matrix, I think it was called. You know, we had white sheets, and when you type anything, it would I couldn't even believe at that time that you will be able to print on an 8x10. I thought we were going to live with typewriters. But God was talking about videos. That's why we bought our first set of cameras. Pre that time. But the Lord is saying something else. And tonight I want us to pray about this. That the technology, there's another level of technology. You might call it still the internet, but this is another level of the technology that we've not tapped into yet. At this particular level of technology is so high that it will be able to cancel out whatever the systems of the natural world has not right now. So, for example, if we wanted to do a broadcast, and there's something we want to say on television or whatever, it can shut it out and broadcast what we want to broadcast. This is a totally different level. I want us to pray tonight, and I just gave you just a very little of the information. I want us to ask God to download that information. Amen? To download that information into the minds of his sons and his daughters, so that this information is not in the hands of the world, but in our hands, and that we don't sell it, that this is for kingdom. Amen? Praise the Lord. That at that level, we are in charge. Amen? We're in charge of the information. Praise the Lord. Okay? Let's pray. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for supernatural download of technological information. Lord, oh God, we are asking, oh God, that this download, oh God, comes to believers. Men and women, oh God, that are sold out to you. Men and women, oh God, that will not corrupt it. Men and women, oh God, that will not sell out. Men and women, oh God, that will use it for the purposes of the kingdom. So, Lord, oh God, that we can declare your purposes in a format that cannot be hindered. By the authority of your word, let this, oh God, come into the hands of your people now. Let it come down in their dreams. Let it come down in their visions. Let it come down, oh God, while they are awake. Father, in the name of Jesus, let it come into their minds and let them, oh God, be able to use the information, oh God, for the purposes of the kingdom. And Lord, oh God, so that this gospel of the kingdom can be preached around the world without any hindrance or limitation. In Jesus' name, we receive it with thanksgiving. We'll receive it for the body of Christ. We'll receive it for the body of Christ. And we declare in Jesus' name that people of God in this household will be recipients of this kind of information for your glory and honor. This is our declaration by faith, and so it is done. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for every one of you that have come in tonight to pray, to seek after the heart of God, and to bless His holy name. We still have a few minutes. In this next few minutes, let us pray. The Word of God says, in Matthew 16:18, he says, "And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The gates of hell, the government of hell, the systems of hell will not prevail against His church. Now, gates keep people in or keep people out. And as long as that gate is keeping people in or out, it is prevailing because it's doing what it's meant to do. We're going to pray for the demolition of those gates. The gates of hell must not prevail over the church that the Lord has built. The government of hell cannot prevail. Anything that is going to keep us shut in or shut out is part of that gate. Whether it be government, corporations, sickness, lack of finances, lack of workers, lack of vision, lack of direction, whatever those gates are, they must come down. Because as long as they are still up, we do nothing. The Word of God says, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up your heads, ye everlasting doors, so that the King of glory may come in." And the gate says, "Who is the King of glory?" Challenge. Whatever it is that will challenge God's divine purpose for our lives must come down. Amen? Nothing must delay, slow us down, or resist us as the people of God. So let us pray and declare total destruction for the gates of hell. The gates of hell cannot prevail over the church of Jesus Christ. Let those gates be demolished. Let those gates be moved immediately. Pray in the name of Jesus. Robo shakata rabo seketima. Iya ladaba shakato sokore basaya. Yete rebrose ketematosi. In the name of Jesus, we declare, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that the gates of hell will begin now to collapse because of the authority of your word that is operational in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you and your cohorts must come down now. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty 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 name of Jesus, gates of hell come down. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, every resistance, every article of a tool that the enemy has been using to keep the people of God in or out, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cause you to collapse now. We cause you to collapse now. We cause you to collapse now. You everlasting doors, collapse now, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare by the authority of your word, O God, that your glory is being made manifest in our lives. Blessed be your holy name, Most High God. Blessed be your holy name, Most High God. Blessed be your most holy name, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, O Most High. Thank you, Lord, that you possess your people, and your resurrected people are marching through. Blessed be your holy name. Amen. Let us look at Psalm 24 just for a quick moment. Psalm 24. And we are going to declare this declaration as the body of Christ tonight. We're going to start declaring from verse 7. If you may, stand with me. If you're at home, stand with me also. We're going to declare this next few verses together, and it is going to be our declaration. Just like the Lord rose from the dead and had to make a declaration, we're going to do the same thing right now. Amen? Hallelujah. We are the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. And we are the enforcers of his divine will and purpose. Amen? So let's declare together forcefully. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We march in. Praise God. The gates of hell do not prevail over our lives. Praise the Lord. Amen. And let us conclude by going back to Matthew 16 again. Matthew 16, there we go. Verse 19. It says, when we declare that and the gates of hell do not prevail, he says, watch this. Notice that when we prevail, because the gates of hell do not prevail over his church, right? And we've declared that now. that those gates don't prevail. He says, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. In other words, defeat hell, then you get the keys for heaven. That makes sense? The word of God, you know, it's bind the strong man and you can spoil his house. Okay, so he says, I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen? Praise the Lord. So this time we're going to wrap up by saying, Father, we receive the gates of hell are defeated, they do not prevail, therefore now we receive the keys of the kingdom. That make sense? Let's do it. That's a good way to wrap tonight. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that the gates of hell are defeated. Lord, oh God, they have now prevailed over your church, and therefore now we receive that which you have promised. You said, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, so that whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We receive the keys of the kingdom as your church. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the keys of the kingdom and the authority to bind and to loose. We walk, O God, in this new dimension of supernatural favor without any resistance, because, Lord, now we, O God, determine what happens around here. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the keys of the kingdom. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let it be unto us according to thy word. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, at this time, we will honor God with our giving, express unto God with thanksgiving, our worship through our giving. Tonight, I want to encourage every one of us to do so fervently. You know, how do I say this? Every time you hear the word of God, respond by giving. You know, sometimes people will give once in a while. They may give big. That's not doing too much good. Practice the practice of not receiving the word of God or participating in a service empty-handed. Whatever it is, a widow give two mites. Once you have the opportunity to hear the word of God, respond. Doesn't matter whether you give $5 or $10, $20 or $50 or $100. I have my minimum that I give to the Lord. And I've not failed for years now. I just do it constantly. As soon as I release it, I say to the Lord, Mass. So I can do it, to do it again. Mass. Amen. I believe God that he will help me one day. Every single service, there will not be a service that I will not drop $1,000. There will not be a service. I am believing God for that. Praise the Lord. I don't know what you believe in God for. Just believe God. Every service, as soon as you hear the word of God from this ministry, this is your church, you call this place your house, do something. Release something out of your hand. I don't care whether it's 2 cents or 5 cents or $5 or $50. Just release it. Honoring God. God will bless you for it. Amen? Praise the Lord. So do what you know you should do. You have the information. If you are given by e-transfer or through the website or sending it by mail or in person, just I encourage you as best as I can to just do it. Amen. It's not the amount, it's your obedience. Not coming empty-handed to the Lord. Just let it be. And God will bless you richly. That's a guarantee. Amen. Praise God. Well, Father, I thank you, Lord, O God, for the privilege of giving. And Lord, O God, as your people have released the gift out of their hands, you, God, say in your word that you will multiply the seed sown. You said in your word that you love cheerful givers, cheerful, hilarious, ready-to-do-it givers. Father, in Jesus' name, let, O God, this grace come upon us, that there be no time, O God, that we cannot give. Oh God, that will give and give and give, knowing, oh God, that you are the God who is multiplying our seed sown, and Lord, oh God, that you are the God who will greatly reward us because you can trust us. Trust us, oh God, with finances. Trust us, oh God, to be able to be conduits through which, oh God, you can dispense, oh God, finances in this last of the last days. Cause us, oh God, to be distributors. Oh Father, in Jesus' name. Bless me, O God. Bless your sons and your daughters. So, Lord, O God, there is no limit. O God, there's not a challenge that we cannot meet because we have the finances to do so. For your glory and honor, we decree it so done. In Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I see my favorite people, huh? Praise God. It's good to see you today. Blessings. How are you doing? Can't hear you guys. It looks like I'm going to read lips today. Unmute yourself.
Is this better?
Oh, yeah, I hear you now.
That's really favored. We've been well trained.
Oh, praise the Lord. God is good.
That was my fault.
Oh, it was your fault over there. Oh, okay. Somebody accepted it. You're fine. Well, let's chat sometime soon, okay?
Okay.
God bless you. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Blessings. All right. Well, saints, bless you. Enjoy a great, wonderful day. You're all my favorite people, huh? I remember years ago, it was Christmas time, and I wrote on all of my children's cards, "You're my favorite," and they were all so excited. Oh, I'm Dad's favorite, and then I found out everybody got the same thing. Amen. Well, bless you all. Thank you, guys. Say something to me.